Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Ches, and today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Frumi Pelkovitz, Fruma Bas Rabbi Yitzchak Leiv, by Dr. David and Alana Pelkovitz. We thank the Pelkovitz family. One of the shuls I grew up in was the White Shul, so it's very close to the heart, the entire Pelkovitz Mishpacha. And today's shiur is sponsored in Rebbetzin Pelkovitz's memory. Frumi Pelkovitz, Fruma Bas Rabbi Yitzchak Leiv. We thank the Pelkovitz family for sponsoring. Okay, so we are on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The two dots we will start with. First, a couple of points. Number one, I got a Karnei Chagavim. Baruch Hashem. Ari Zivotofsky, around the corner, lent me his Karnei Chagavim, which, again, I didn't say yesterday, literally means the horns of the grasshoppers. And in here, it just, you just peruse the Sefer and you're already blown away by, if you've never been blown away before, by Rav Chaim Vinievsky. I mean, this is, I'll just tell you, the Sefer, it's a kuntres, Karnei Chagavim, it's about 30 pages. And right before Karnei Chagavim, he has Yishev Hadas, kuntres Yishev Hadas, which he writes from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish bemoans that we don't learn enough Marsha today. Nobody learns Marsha. He says in the Friyadar, they knew Bar Shor Bal Peh. Every Marsha, every Chidushi Agados, Chidushi, we learn the Agados. Oh, of course I learn the Marsha. Whenever there's a story, I look at the Marsha. No, Chidushi Halachas, I learn the Marsha. But at the end of many Marshas and Shas, it says V'kuf Lamed, right? V'kal lo havin, V'kasha lo havin, or V'yud Lamed, V'yesh li Yashev. So sometimes he says you don't know what that means. So he has a little kuntres here where Chaim Vinievsky goes through every one, every V'yesh li Yashev or V'kuf Lamed, and says what the kavana is of the Marsha. That's Chaim Vinievsky. Unbelievable. Anyway, so he has the kuntres Karnei Chagavim, and he starts off with the Rambam, which I think we mentioned before. The Rambam Menuchas, in the beginning of Hilchos Malachos Asuros, he also quotes it as a separate mitzvah asay to check simone behemos tumavatara. He counts it by animals, and he counts it by ofos, and he counts it by chagavim. A separate mitzvah asay daraisa, even if you have no kavana to eat, but a separate mitzvah, livdok simoni tumavatara. He counts that lahavdol ben atami ben atar. Afilu ena rotsa klal lachla mitzvah say lil mod veleda dini simani chagavim. Ulefize afilu min agenu she'en lanu mesores eze mutar ve'enanu ochlanosan mikol makom yesh mitzvah asay miuchedes lomo dinim elu milvad ha mitzvah haklal l'shel talmud torah. And then he says even if you don't pass like the Rambam, this is an area of talmud torah. Therefore, he has 13 simanim about chagavim. The Binyan Mitzvah Livdog, Chagavim Ein Tunin Shchita, we spoke about yesterday from the Rambam, we'll get into it again today. Hashem, the Machlokas of Sadi, going in the Rambam, about Chagavim Mesim, whether also Bachila or not, Simani Chagavim, Binyan Shmo Chagav, Knaf of Chof and Esrubo, all of the Simanim, but that's what he has here in Karnei Chagavim. What's discussed in he also has a kuntres here with a commentary on the Rambam's Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. The five-page Hakdama where he goes through the Masorah to the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's another one. Fascinating, unbelievable. And then, there's a five-page kuntres on all the things that in Shas that it says are good for memory and all the things in Shas that it says is bad for memory. All the things he's supposed to eat, all the things that Kasha L'Shechacha and Kasha... That's if somebody wants to study that, the 28 things that are good for Zikaron and the 37 things that are Kasha L'Shechacha. Feel free. It's Kuntres Sefer Zikaron. The whole thing is called Siach Hasada. Okay. So, related to that, just one marker I didn't mention yesterday, but there is an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. An Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Obviously, there are Aruch Chaim, many of the Moroccan poskim, the poskim from the that period of time, a couple hundred years ago. So, they all quote this Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Became famous in the world of Chagavim. I didn't know so much was famous in the world of Chagavim, but it's Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim in Shmini, on the Pasuk. And he also writes it in his commentary in Sefer on Yerodeya. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, all the ones that we eat nowadays, should not rely on, because they're not exact, we don't know exactly, it's been out of the Mesorah, similar to the Tchelis discussion. And even if you could think that these are the simanim of the Chagavim, one shouldn't eat them, v'hatoim lahatiram, this is Shmini Yud Alef Chaf Alef, v'hatoim lahatiram, ki ein min zeb and imsa, we don't have it. Afani ashivosi oso gam ein mitsuyim ala min echad me'adalid, shem shmona asherashim ashebetara, he does not think that the Chagavim that were prevalently eaten in his day should be eaten. And he says, Lochain kala yare, v'chared, yare v'yifcha, v'bal yoshi yadu l'sheket zeh, v'yimacha b'shol chayad. And then he quotes at the end, v'hine, b'yom shenishmu dvarai b'mayrav, since my words have become public in the West, upirshu mehem arabim, and many people have stopped eating these, lo naga Hashem od b'makezu. There must have been a plague that happened a number of times. Since the people stopped eating them, the plague has not come back. V'lo niru ze yosem yud beishana. It's been 12 years already. Since the whatever plague they were talking about hasn't come, ki Torah umaisem toim kitris b'fnei puranas. I think it's because we stopped eating chagavim, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. What year? This is early 1800s. 1700s, 1800s, that's, I know exactly, I should have checked. The exact years of, Rav Chaim ben Attar, I think it's early 1800s. I'll check by the Shem for tomorrow. But, that is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on a Chumash in Parshas Shmini. Again, in the Sefer that, Ari Zivitovsky showed me, it's another Sefer all about Chagavim, he puts a lot of other postgame who argue with this Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. These are the ones that we have in the Mesorah, and that's why you can, v'chulu. But Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is a famous one. That's why I quoted it. Okay, I mentioned that I would start off with... Did I leave it here? Yeah. I start off with a Stipler, right? The father of Chaim Kanievsky. So the Stipler writes in Tara, Simon Ten Zion, he talks about the last halakha that we had yesterday, and then we will get on to today's daf, which is the daf in Shas about Bishalakam. So in Tara, Simon Ten Zion, he has the following Chakira about Tumah B'chiburin. We said yesterday... Then midoraisa, if somebody touches a person who's touching a dead body, they're tame. And not only that, if somebody touches a person who touched a dead body and is not touching it anymore, it's not chiburin anymore, it's also tame. But when it's bechiburin, and that person, Reuven is touching the dead body, Shimon touches Reuven when Reuven is touching the dead body. So the question is, what exactly is it considered? Here, you can look at the Karni Chagavim if you want, if you just came in. But, so it says, what is it considered that Shimon touched. Shimon touched Reuven. Reuven touched the dead body. V'hine yeshlach kor b'din tumah v'chiburin. Right? Halavai, we should learn Seder Taurus the first time, and then the second time we should come up with chakiras on Seder Taurus. But we should at least get through the first time. Be'ez Hashem. V'hine yeshlach kor b'din tumah v'chiburin. Sha'nogea hasheni nitva b'tumah kezu sheish l'nogea harishon. Shimon becomes tamei like Reuven becomes tamei. Right? Shimon was touching Reuven. Reuven was touching the dead body. Why is that? Im zehu mipaas shechid shetora shebeshas vegias harishon bimetamav harehu atzmo ba'osa tuma shel metamav shelo. Right, I have the exact same tuma as Reuven. Umemela hanogia harishon metamay es hasheni kahames atzmo. It's as if Shimon is touching the dead body. Do we say that? That's one way to look at it. If Shimon's touching Reuven, and Reuven's touching the dead body, it's as if the tum is going directly from the mace. Shanogeh harishon b'shas chiburo yesh lo chomer tuma kemeis. Ondon omar, it's as if Rishon's the dead body also. Or do I say no? Demashanogeh hasheni nitma ba'osa tuma shel rishon lo kibol zu ha'tuma mei harishon. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. I said it the opposite way. Elo mei ha'meis atzmo. Do I say that I became tummy from the Rishon? But the Rishon, it's as if it has the same tumah as the dead body. Or no, it's as if I touch the dead body because the Rishon is just an extension of me. It's like my hand. Which do I say? I just said it's the same chakir, but I just said it the opposite way that he says it. Do I say that the Rishani touched the Rishon and the Rishon has the status of a mace? La'alacha, when he's touching the dead body? Or, no, the Rishon is an extension of me, it's like my hand. V'hayinu d'nechshav shasheni noga ba'meis atzmo yidei chiburo, la'rishon shenogeh ba'meis. V'arishon ma'ise yad ba'alma ovid, k'shi kabal hasheni tumasom ha'meis. What's the nafkamina? So he quotes a nafkamina from the first...
If the Rishon exactly has the status of a mace, then if you touch, if you're holding somebody else's hand, and someone...
Oh, so in Lodover self, you're saying. Could it go forever? So if he has the status.
It could certainly go at least one more if he has the status.
Correct. It might go one more. The Gemara said to Mashiva, at least the Raisa. Right, correct. That might be, it could be an Afkamina. And that is the third mission in Aulis. Third mission Aulis quotes that idea. Does it go one extra step for Tumah? That's a Machlokas, Tanoim, between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, and that Gufa. Could be this machlokas, number one. Another machlokas might be if he's touching chatzi mace, a chatzi kezayis mace with his other hand, and he's touching a chatzin kazayis mace with his hand through this person, are they mitzarif? If it's as if it's touching, we had a revius. We had regard to revius by a mace, but or a revius be shnei mace. Another machlok should be kivin the chacham. But this is if you have two kizesim min hamace. So from two, so that could be an afkamin as well. Okay, so that's related to yesterday's gemara. Now we get into shlokos. Okay, today's daf is all about bishul akum. Says the gemara, third to last skinny line. Shlokos, minani mili. How do I know that shlokos min ha'akim are asur? Right, the Mishnah had it on Laman Hamim base. How do I know the shlokos are asur? Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Amar Kra. Based on the pasuk in Dvarim, when we said when we were trying to go to Eretz Yisrael and we wanted to go through a few nations' land, Ochel b'kaset hashbireni v'yachalti. Please pay, I'll give me food and I'll pay for it. V'umayim b'kaset hashbireni v'shasisi. Give me water, so we compare Ochel to Mayim. So the Gemara says, Kamayim, we compare Ochel to Mayim. Ma Mayim Shlonishtanu, Av Ochel Shlonishtanu. Just like water, you're allowed to take water from the Umos HaOlam. If, but why? Shlonishtanu doesn't change. They're allowed to give you a glass of water. So do food that has not been changed. But by Bishol, it has been changed. So the Gemara says, one second. Alamayata, Chitin Vasan Klayos. If I roast wheat kernels, that also changed. Hachanami Dasurin, that should be Asur. Getting just plain wheat kernels from the guy. So v'chitim achanami. If you want to say that's true, it's not. V'atanya chitim v'asan klayus mutarin. It's mutter. They're just roasted. So Gemara says, okay, let me explain again. Elakamayin. This is really the comparison between the food and the water. Ma'amayim shlonish tanu mibir yasan. Just like water did not change since it was created, meaning it didn't change form. Av ochel shlonish tanu mibir yaso. So too, all food that has not changed form is mutter. So even if it's roasted, it hasn't changed form. Looks the same. You didn't do anything to it. Mashva what? That anything that changed form would be asur. El me'ata chit v'tachnan. What if they ground wheat for me? Hachanami dasurin. That's also asur. V'chitim hachanami. If you want to say it's true, it's not. V'atanya chit v'asan klayos. Wheat that made the wheat kernels roasted. Hakmachim v'aslasa shalahem. Or their flowers. Mutarin. So you see, even if it's changed form, it's mutter. So that can't be the limud. So El, let's try again. Kamayim. Mamayim shlonish tanu mi briyasan al yedei ha'or. What's asur? Just like water has not changed from its bria through fire. Av ochel shlonish tanu mi briyasan al yedei ha'or. So too, food that has not changed form based on fire, that is what's mutter. And therefore, if something is ground up, that wasn't used, it wasn't changed through fire. So therefore, that's why it is mutter. So the Gemara says, midi orxiv. What does it say? Fire in the pasuk. Why should you learn that? So Ella says the Gemara, even though the last six lines we were trying to find a pasuk, a drasha to teach me bishul akum, and therefore it might have been an iser d'oraisa. That's what the Gemara started off with thinking. Now we say that's wrong. Ella midrabanan. Really, it's an iser d'rabanan. The cross machlabiyama. You're right. There is no pasuk. There's a pasuk just like all the other ones. Up until this point, the Gemara thought that it could have been a daraisa. Tosva says that. Tosva in Hashlokos, on Lamed Zayin Mabez. Tosva says, V'kesavar, second line of Amar Beit Tam, to me deboi tamuta bishlokos, kesavar mi daraisa hi. Right? It's daraisa. So then it says, Shema gzeira kadmonis hi. For lo nigzri mapas. Maybe it was just a very, very early gzeira. Right, similar to what we had yesterday about Yichud. And the Bezin Shal Shem is called Arisa, even though it's a Gzera. It's a Gzera Kadmonis. So maybe this year too, we're looking for a Pasuk, not because it's really Arisa, but because it is just a very early Gzera Drabanan. But the Gemara ends off by saying, no, it's an Issa Drabanan, and the Pasuk is an Aslachta B'yam. I didn't bring it, but remember the Ritva that we've quoted in the past, the Ritva on Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, which says, whenever it's Aslachta is not a cop-out. Asmachta means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bedafka left it open for Chazal to come up with Masar Kazal LaChachabim, and Asmachta means that after they came up with it, they searched in the Torah to know if they were Mechavim to the Emes. And Asmachta is kind of like a divine pat on the back to say, good job. Good job, this is exactly what I wanted you to do, but I left it open to give you some rabbinic autonomy and rabbinic independence. It's the Ritva in beautiful language in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tezayin. So it's Asmachta B'Yalma.
Why is there no kasha?
Because it's not really learned out from the pasuk. We came up from with it misvara. The pasuk, you have to have, it has to be a logical extension or a logical expansion or limit of what the pasuk should be teaching me. Like we have a drasha. You can't make up your own drasha. Might have come from a misora, whatever it is. A dindra rabbanan is a dindra rabbanan. They came up with themselves. It's a gzera. They looked back in the Torah to say, oh, maybe it could be hinted to. But I think the other ones they have to have misora for. So if you don't have misora for it, you can't darshan it. Difficult Rashi here though. Rashi says on top, midra rabbanan shelo yehei yisrael ragil at slob b'achol v'mishteh. Right, why is it rabbanan? Right, so a Jew is not ragil with a non-Jew b'achol v'mishteh. Like Rashi said earlier on daf lamed hey. Remember Rashi on the Mishnah? V'kulhu mishum chasnus? But then Rashi adds in three difficult words. V'yachilenu davar tameh. Right? I'm worried that for the mixing in, and they're going to feed me a piece of treif. Feed me a piece of treif? That's not an Nisad Rabbanan. That's a chashash daraisa. That's what Rashi talking about. Bishul Akim isn't because of yachilenu davar tameh. Even if I watch the Yaakov do it, start to finish. That's also asr, as we're going to talk about. So why does Rashi add that in? V'yachilenu davar tameh. So maybe we'll get to another pshat later, but Rabbi Ganak, in the first Misorah journal, now there are about 20, but in the first Misorah journal, he talks about this Rashi. That's the same Misorah journal with Be'inyan enzymes, by the article by Rav Shachter, which I think he later put into one of his Sfarim. But in the first Misorah journal, Rabbi Ganak quotes this difficult Rashi, and he says, maybe it's an idea that we mentioned yesterday, from 2 days ago, I don't remember which way, from Tosfos. And that is, sometimes there's a difference between the motivation of a gzera and the formulation of a gzera. Right, we mentioned that in Yayin Nesach. The motivation was because of Avodah Zarah. The motivation was Mishum Chasnus, but the formulation was to give it the status, give Stam Yerim the status of Yayin Nesach. That's what we said from Tosus on the Afchav Tasma base, on top. But Rabbi Ganak says, maybe this could also apply to this Rashi. The reason was Chasnus, but they formulated to give it the status of Treif. A little difficult to fit into the words, Shemi Achilenu Davar Tameh, when you eat B'Shalakum, it has the status of Davar Tameh. To be called Iker Gzeira, Isur Hayirah Mishum Chasnus. Chalosa Isur, right, that was Kibat the Yesh Gam Chash Shemi Chalenu Davar Tameh. Chaluku B'Chalos Isura, V'dino Mipasakum, it's different. V'dino Ki Isur Chefza, Kama Chalos Asura Su Davar Tameh. They gave it the status of Treif, Midrabanan. And that's why by Pas, they didn't. That's why Pas, you have a lot of coolas, he says. That's the first piece in Kutras Be'inyan Bishal Akum, that Pei Dalet in the Masara Journal. Okay. One other Ha'ara that is said here, because Tosfos says it here, even though it has to do with a little later on the Daf. Tosfos quotes the Ravid. Not so common. Tosfos quotes the Ravid on the second line. Third line. The Omer Harab Avram Bar David. Devadai shlokos osru chachamim kishovid yochavim bevashlam beveso. Huge kula. Says the Ravid, there's only bishul akum when a guy cooks it in their own house. Aval kishu mevashlam beveso shal Yisrael ein lachush lo lachasnus v'lo l'sheachim yachilenu devarim tameim. Says the Ravid, there's no bishul akum if the guy is cooking it in my house. Wow. That's the Ravid. We don't hold like the Ravid. Rabbeinu Tam even didn't hold like the Ravid. Rabbeinu Tam did not like this. Devadai, for sure. Kiva shovik ha'chav mevashel, lo chilko chachachamim, the chacham mor mechalik, bein rishus ha'yisrael, or rishus ha'ovik ha'chavim, ki la'olam yesh lachish, shem aloni yizar, gamma beis hoshi yisrael, koma beis hoshi lovik ha'chavim. No chilukim, says Rabbeinu Tam. That's an important Ravid to know, but generally we don't rely on that Ravid, we pass like Rabbeinu Tam. There is, though, another machlokas, Rishonim. It's quoted here in the Ritva. Some of the Ramban gets in the act, the Rashba. The Ritva quotes here. V'kol mixras rabosai. Mixras rabosai. Where's the piece? He quotes many machlokas Rishonim. Let me see the part that I want to quote. He quote, here it is. V'chei nechleku b'inyin bishul goya shehi shifcha v'beis Yisrael. Umevashelas lo v'beiso. What about a worker? So again, what's the svara of this and the Ravid? There's no chasnus. If they're working for me, if they're in my house, there's no intermarriage chash. That's the svara for this kula. But the Rabbeinu Tam didn't like it over there. The Ritva quotes, what about if she's my shifcha, if she's my worker? Yesh omrim. The kol shekein shesorach lehisrachik mishum chasnus. Some say, for sure, they're in your house all the time. Of course, it's even worse. The yesh omrim shlo gazur ela b'shel goyim v'lo goy shekivashto, and not one that works for you, because one that's going to invite you over to their house v'havad lo losifu v'chei nagu rabim v'gedolim be'eretz sarfas v'ra'oi lahachmir. So again, a machlokas rishonim. So yeah, this machlokas rishonim, we paskin generally l'chumra l'chadchila by both of them. That even if it's in the Jew's house, and even if it is a worker for a Jew, still we paskin l'chumra. But there are poskin that say, bidi eved. If, even though we don't paskin like either of these l'chadchila, if you have both of them bidi eved, if you have a non-Jewish worker in a Jew's house that did it, so then bidi eved could eat the food. Right, that is what some poskim say. Put these two lechatchilos to where we might hold of it b'di'evit. That's the Shulchan Aruch Kufyud Gimel. Kufyud Gimel is the Bishul Akum. Kufyud Beit is the Pas Akum. Kufyud Gimel is Bishul Akum. Yesh misha matir b'shvachos shalanu, v'yesh misha oser b'afilu b'di'evit. Right, that's the 2 days of the Ritva. Then the Rama adds u'b'di'evit yesh lismoch al divrei ha-matirim. Right, and the b'di'evit yesh lismoch on the matirim, and then he adds, which doesn't really might not apply. If it does, that's fine. The afil lechatchila nogin lahakel bebeis Yisrael shashvachos vavadim avash lebeis Yisrael ki efshar shelo yechate echad mibnei abayis maat. A Jew must have taken part in the process somewhere, which we'll get to that later on the daf. But it must be the Jew did something. But again, if you know that's not true, if you know the woman was home the whole day, did it? You don't have that. They don't have that line of the Ramah. So just take out that line of the Ramah. But either way, b'di'evid yesh lismoch, I saw Rabbi Forst in his Sefer on Kashrus, in his Hebrew Sefer, Pisachei Halacha, he says you can put these two lechatchilos together, b'di'evid at least. Don't have the Shifcha do it, and don't have even Bebeso, but b'di'evid, if it occurs, so then one can rely on these two shitas. Rabbi Willig does not hold of this heter, even b'di'evid. He says if you're relying on this heter, b'di'evid, that people are not going to be careful the next time. If they know they're going to be able to eat the food anyway, at the end of the day, they're going to be not be as careful. If they throw out this food, they're not, it's not going to happen again. So Lamaisa, he says that even b'di'evid, we should not rely on these coolers. Okay. That is, whatever, we didn't get to any rules of Bishul Akum yet. But whatever subject to Bishul Akum, which we're going to get to right now, whatever is us of Bishul Akum, so that is going to be subject to this machlokas. Here we go. There are three halachas of Bishul Akum that are mentioned on this amud, right here. Lamed Ches. Figure out exactly how to remember. Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Ches. Lamed Aleph is the three limitations of Bishul Akum. You need all three of these. If you're missing any one of these, one could be mekel. One could be mekel. Lach, it's wet. It's moist. When you cook something, you got to cook it in water. Right? So it's lach. Good. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yisrael Gamar Rav. Number one. Kol Nechal Kamoshu Chai. Ein Bo Mishum Shul Yadu Kachavim. Anything that could be eaten raw, there's no Bishul Akum. There's no Bishul Akum. What's the Svara? Either, the Mishnah say, either it's not called cooking. Either it's not called cooking because you didn't need them to cook. Or, when they invite you over, they give you a nice hot meal of something that you couldn't have eaten raw. Chasnus. Right? So either halachically it's not called because they only goes there on halachic bishul, and therefore this is, you didn't need this, so you have to worry about it, or chasnus wouldn't apply.
How do you fit Rashi into that?
So, sorry? Correct. That's why Rashi is very difficult if you take Rashi kipshuto. Right? That's why it's better to say that. He gives it the status. So, and Rashi himself said, "Daflam and hey, v'kulam mishum chasnus." Rashi said that. So, Rav says, first rule, if you could eat it raw, so there's no Bishul Akum. Says the Ritva, if it can be eaten raw, even if it's not common to eat it raw, as long as it can be eaten, even if most people eat things not cooked, but if it can be eaten raw, so then it is okay. That's the Ritva. Pirish Sheroi Lachlo Kamoshu Chai V'Afal Bishin Eregilas Lachlo Ella Mevusha. That is the Ritva. The Aruch HaShulchan says there in Kufyud Gimel, this goes by Rove of the Medina. You go by your area, whatever most people do. If you do not eat something raw, but most people do, then it's called eating raw. My father cannot eat certain types of fresh fruit. Peaches, plums, he's allergic to certain fresh fruit. So there's no Bishul Akum there for them? Because there is Bishul Akum because he can't eat it raw? No. Most people in the country, most people in the world, eat peaches and all of these fruit raw, so it's not a problem. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan says, it goes by where you are. That the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Yud Gimel, in Sif Yud Beis, Davar Pasha, Delinian, Davar Shenino, Nechagol Shuchai, Hochan Acharovene Adam, of where he is. And this could change over time. It could change over time. So for example, 20 years ago, even 15 years ago, sushi. Sushi was not such a common item in when you're warring in the Far East. Well, this is okay. All of a sudden, every dairy restaurant has a sushi bar. But it used to be not. So it could be that the halacha didn't change, but the application of the halacha changed. It used to be if you ate raw fish, wasn't subject to bishalachim in the Western civilization, Western culture. Why? Because nobody ate raw fish. Aye, but over the past 50, 20 years, it's become more common. So then it's the application of the halacha could have changed, right? Different things that people eat raw or not. But that's bishalachim. Number one, that's rule number one. Mesura Masu Hachi, Papadisa Masu Hachi, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yisrael Marav. This is what Rav said. Second rule, Kol She'enu Nechal Shulchan Malachim, L'olav Yisbo Zapas, Ein Bo Mishem Mishuli Ovdik Achadim. This is the hardest one of the three to pin down exactly what it means. Let's translate it first. Something that does not go up on the king's table to accompany bread, to eat something with bread, there's no Bishalakum. Basically what that means is, if it's not a chashuv food, there's no bishalakum. Ova shulchan malachim. So what does that mean? Some Rishonim say, what does it mean that it goes with bread? Is it only something that's eaten with bread? What if something is eaten instead of bread? Is that excluded or not? That's a machlokas. What if it goes on the table of malachim, but it's not at the feast? Right? Let you think about, you know, the president would eat certain foods, but at the state dinner, he'd eat other foods. So what kind of Shulchan Malachim is it? And how do you define it? What if it can be served on Shulchan Malachim, but not in this form? Potatoes. The answer, potatoes? Is that Ochal Shulchan Malachim? Do you go by how it's prepared, or do you go by the food itself? Potato chips, French fries, hash browns, mashed potatoes. Right? Four things. So what do you go by? Right, it's potatoes. So again, this is a more difficult to pin down. Lamaisa, many posts can say, if it would be served at a smorgasbord, it's Ola Shulchan Malachim. That's the rule. If it would be served at a smorgasbord, you have to assume it's Ola Shulchan Malachim. And there might be a smorgasbord bar mitzvah brunch on a Sunday morning, right, or in the Friday morning, right, depending what country you live in. Right, so then so it could be milchik, right, scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs, Ola Shulchan Malachim, that's subject to bishalachim. You can't eat eggs raw, so lechor. What about scrambled eggs? So lechor, yeah, lechor. If you go to a milchik brunch, they'll serve scrambled eggs. Lechor, that's all Shulchan Malachim. But again, this is the hardest one to pin down. Canned food, canned items. It's also a big discussion. Some poskim say that anything that comes out of a can is not all Shulchan Malachim. It's not. It comes out of a can. Don't make it fresh, right? Others say no. Ask caterers. Do they use any of that? And they put it into the. But again, this is the hardest one to pin down. But this is. Many cases, you gotta be choshesh that this tonight is fulfilled. Noodles, eggs, anything like that, has to be choshesh, that it is Ola Shulchan Malachim. But if you know for sure it's not, then this is heter number two. My binayu, ikim binayu, dogim ketanim v'ardi v'daisa. These little types of fish. So they cannot be eaten raw, but they're not choshev. So according to the first rule, they would... they would be subject to bishalakum, and according to the second rule, they would not be subject to bishalakum. Lomaisa, we pass on like both of these. So therefore, either one, if you have either one, if it can be eaten raw, or it's not a chash of food, then there is no iser bishalakum, no problem. Amar vasi amarav, dog gana maluchim, imam shim shuli of the kochavim, little salty fish, there's no bishalakum, because you can eat it raw. Amar of Yosef, im slan of the kochavim, if a non-Jew roasted them. So mech yisrael alei mishomei ruvei tafshilin. Right, a Jew is allowed to use it. It's a mishomei making ear tafshilin. But if a non-Jew roasted them, so then it would be allowed. Ve'i because it's not because it could be in raw. Ve'yavdino avdei kachavim kisa taharsana. But if a guy made a kisa taharsana, which is a mixture of fish and flour, usser, because the flour cannot be in raw. So says the Gemara, pshita, that's pretty obvious. Okay, it's flour. Ma'od detema harsana ikar. You might say that harsana is ikar, that the fish ingredients are ikar. Kamash malon, kimcha ikar. Kamash malon, the flour is the ikar. What do you see from this? Yisod gadol. What? Yisod gadol. You go by the ikar ingredient. Right, this is sushi. Right, flour and fish. Right, so what do you see from this line, though? You go by the ikar ingredient whenever you have a mixture. And that is the sugya of... coffee. Coffee. The Shulchan Aruch does not talk about coffee. I don't think coffee was invented yet in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, but it was soon after the Shulchan Aruch. So all the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Gilyan Marsha and others, talk about coffee. Is a non-Jew allowed to make me a cup of coffee? Or any drink for that matter? So, as long as they know the ingredients are kosher. That's not what we're talking about here. Right? If I know that they're going to serve me coffee from the same spout that's going to come out where there are non-kosher flavorings that come out of that spout, that's a problem. That's tarfas. That's not bishalakam. But what if I know for sure that all they make from here is plain coffee and I'm going to watch them? So is there a problem with bishalakam there? So the answer is no, because water is the main ingredient in coffee. And therefore, you go by the main ingredient and water can be in raw. Right, water can be drunk without cooking it. So that's why there's no problem regarding the Bishul Akam elements. That's why also the Ber Moshe has a tshuva, the Debesina Rebbe, the Ber Moshe has a tshuva, let me find it here. He has a tshuva, Be'inyin, got to read the line. So let me find it here. This is the Chazon Ish. Says, Nish'alti, Imshari Liknos Kafi Ote Meha Vending Machine. The Chainu Maisa a vending machine. He goes to the vending machine. He throws a cup down there. The water shoots in. So he thinks it's mutter. This is mutter because the guy didn't do it. Didn't even say the guy set it up. But either way, it's water. Either way, it's water. The ikar is water, and therefore it's not a problem. Well, if somebody has a, let's say sometimes you go, you have a, you want to get hot water to fill up, I don't know, a hot chocolate, an instant soup. One of those. So again, if the ikar ingredient is water, there's no problem. That is the ingredient. Sometimes it's not clear. I remember I once had a shayla, a bishul akam shayla, a chicken vegetable dish, like a mix. So a chicken is not eaten raw, and vegetables are eaten raw. So lachar, you got at least vegetables can't be the ikar there. Depends how many, but lachar at least it's at least half and half. So you can say, could you eat the vegetables and not the chicken? Right, are they bottling each other? So again, it depends on the case. Either way, but that's what you learn from this line about mixture. Amar Bruna, Amar Rab, Ovik Chavim Sheitzes as Aar Ba'agam Kol Chagavim Shabagam Asurim. Rab Bruna says, if an Ovik Chavim lit a field on fire, all the grasshoppers on the field are Asur. Okay, he wanted to clear out the field. He wasn't trying to cook the grasshoppers. He wanted to clear out the field. They're all Asur. So the Gemara says, "Hey Chidami, what exactly was the case here? Is it that you look at this scorched grasshoppers and you can't tell anymore which are kosher and which are non? My Ariyovik Achama Filisol Nami. Then anybody who lights it on fire. So Ella, no, the issue must be Mishum. It must be a Mishul Akum Shaila that the fact that he lit all these grasshoppers on fire is not a problem. Why? Because he did not have kavana to cook them." That's the rule here. This is not one of the big three, but if a guy does not have kavanah to cook, that's not called bishul, right? Rashi again quotes what we saw in the Rambam yesterday: Chagav eino ta'un shchita. Rashi says that on the tenth skinny line. Ki agavno says the Gemara mi aser. What do you mean? Is this aser? Of course it's not aser. V'amar of Chanan. I'm sorry. Is this aser? Because he paskin. Rav paskin is aser. Shouldn't be aser. If an Ovek HaChavim singed the head of an animal in order to take off its hairs, you could eat even from the ears, which is a very soft part of the animal. Why? Because he's only trying to take off the hairs, so it's not a problem. So to here, he's just trying to clear the swamp. If the guy does not have kavanah to cook, so it should be mutter. So the other Gemara says, you're right. Really, the issue, the story with Rav, is that you couldn't tell. It wasn't a Bishul Akam Shaila. That was just the story. It happened with the guy. But it wasn't that. It was Dafka. Gufa. Amar Bar Ami. Amar Pidas. Amar Biyochanan. If a guy singes something just for to burn the hair, you're allowed to eat the animal because he didn't have kavana levashel. Amar Avina, Hilka chayo v'gachavim deshada sichsalatuna in ovigachavim that threw a peg into the oven. He wanted to cook a peg or soften a peg. The cover by Yisrael karamei kara, and a Jew had put in a gourd, put in a cucumber. Right, inside the coals beforehand, Shabbat Dami, no problem. The Jew put in the cucumber, and a guy comes along and lights the fire because he wants to cook his peg, no problem. Why? Because that's not cooking. So Gemara says, Pshita, that's pretty obvious. So Gemara says, no, Ma'ala Tema Lubshuli Manaka Machavin. You might say, no, that's called cooking. He wants to cook his peg. Kamash Malan, Lushuri Manaka Machavin. No, he's just trying to soften it, to shape it. That's not called cooking. Right, Rashi says, there is Ein Bishul Bekalim. Right? We've heard of Ein Binyan B'Kelim. Rashi says Ein Bishul B'Kelim. No cooking when it comes to Kelim. Cooking is by food. And therefore, no problem. Tosas quotes that in Masechah Shabbos, it seems to be that there is cooking by Kelim. Maybe, says Tosas, there's a difference between Shabbos and Bishul Akum. Right? Maybe Shabbos you're more machmir because it doesn't quote the words, but Melechas Machshev is Asr Torah. So it could be that by Shabbos you're more machmir. Okay. Continuing the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says the... One second. There's a Tosas Rid I wanted to mention here. Tosas Rid says that... what do you see from this Gemara? It's alluding to the third idea. He says if a Jew had stuck in a cucumber, right, into the coals, and then a guy comes and lights the fire, that's going to be allowed because he didn't have come out to cook it. What's Masha from that? That if a guy had actually cooked it, after the Jew had put the cucumber in, it's going to be usher. That's what it sounds like. But one second. The third principle that we're going to have is that if a Jew does any part of the process, there's no bishul akum. That's the big three, right? It has to be, it's only usher if. It cannot be eaten raw, it's a chash of food, and the guy does the entire process. But if a Jew does any part of the process, if a Jew stirs it, if a Jew turns it over, if a Jew makes the fire bigger, anything, so that's going to be mutter. So why here? The Tosas Rid says one second, but why here if a Jew puts it in and the Jew put it on? So says the Tosas Rid, you sowed a chumra, which is also going to turn out to be a kula. If a Jew puts something on the fire, but the fire is not lit yet, and the guy comes along and lights it, that's not called the Jew doing part of the process. Because what the Jew did is nothing in the cooking process. You put on the fire, there's no fire yet. That's why it would be usher here. If a Jew stuck it in and a guy turned on the fire and a Jew did nothing part of the fire, that's a problem. That's the yeshita of the Tosas Rid. So I never knew the Tosas Rid until yesterday. But it fits in beautifully to an Avnei Nezer, which Rav Bakshi Daron uses. And that is, the Shiloh was given to Rav Bakshi Daron. We're going to see, and I'll say it now, but we're going to see there's a Machlokas Machaber in the Ramah. Machlokas Rishonim. What about if a Jew just lights the fire? Right? Jew doesn't make the fire. It's called Shkiras Kisein. Does that work for Bishul Akum? If a Jew does nothing in the cooking process, he doesn't stir it, he doesn't turn over the hamburgers, he just turns on the fire. Is that good enough? So, the Shulchan Aruch says no. That's only good for Pas, not for Bishul. The Ramah says it's good enough for Bishul. That's why you have some restaurants, a filu l'shitas beis Yosef, Bishul Akum. Because, why? Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins, a Jew just turning on the fire is not good enough. So, Rav Bakshi Daron was asked, in these tuna, there was a whole controversy 15, 20 years ago about the tuna fish. Because in tuna fish, you know what they use? How they cook tuna fish out in Taiwan or China, whatever they do? They have, imagine a supermarket wagon as big as a house. As big as a house. And it's filled with tuna. It's huge, filled with tuna. What do? And they push those into the oven. They close the oven. They turn it on and they smoke it, whatever they do to tuna. And they cook it. So the shaila was, what, you need the mashkiach with a long white beard, according to the Shulchan Aruch. You can't just turn on the fire. So you need the Shulchan Aruch you need the mashkiach with a long white beard, with a down, pushing this humongous wagon how do you give a hechsher? If you can't just turn on the fire, how do you give a hechsher? So the Avnei Nezer paskins, and the Bakshi Daron used this, that even according to the Shulchan Aruch, if when the goy put the stuff on the fire wasn't lit yet, and then the Jew turns on the fire, then even the Shulchan Aruch would agree it's okay. When is it not good? If the guy turned on the fire already, and then the Jew right? If the Jew turns on the fire, and then the guy puts the food there. But if the food is already there, and then the Jew turns it on, then even the Shulchan Aruch would agree. So that's what but that's exactly the flip side of the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid says, L'chumra, that if a Jew put on the food, and a guy turned on the fire, it's going to be a problem. That's not called the Jew taking part in the process. It's exactly the same thing. If a guy puts it on, I don't know, I don't think the Avnei Nezer quotes this, so maybe he didn't have a Tosas Rid. But that's the, I was very excited when I saw that Tosas Rid, because it fits in perfectly to that Avnei Nezer. Okay, Viter. Amar Avinu Amar Shmuel. Hiniach Yisrael. Basar Agabi Gachalom. A Jew puts meat on the coals. And a guy comes and takes part in the process. That's fine. If it would have cooked, even if the guy wouldn't have turned it over, pshita, that's obvious. But what? If he wouldn't have turned it over, it wouldn't have cooked? Am I mutter? That's the exact case. That if it wouldn't have cooked, then a guy did everything. It would have cooked in 2 hours. Cooked in 1 hour. Meaning it cooked quicker. You might think that because the guy made it cook faster, it's a problem. No, it would have cooked anyway. You're right, cooking faster is an issue in some places. For example, Hilcha Shabbos. If I make something cook faster on Shabbos, I'm chayav for bishul, even if it would have cooked eventually. But that is bishul akam. The Amar Bas, the Amar Biyochanan, Kol Shukam Achol Ben Jusoy. Anything that is already cooked, kamacho ben drusai, there's no bishul akum. Right? Kamacho ben drusai, mesach shabbos, lachlogos, rashi, rambab, does that mean a third cooked or a half cooked? Ben drusai was a bandit who always had to eat on the run. He never cooked his food in total because he was always worried he'd get caught, so he only ate it once it got edible. So that's a half or a third, machlokas rashi, rambab. So as the Rabbi Yochanan says, once is macho ben drusai, so then it is already cooked, and therefore if a guy cooks anything after macho ben drusai, it's not a problem. One second, is that to teach me that if it's not macho ben drusai yet, so then if a guy does it, so then it's going to be a problem? But didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say, if a Jew puts it on, if it would have cooked eventually, and if the guy does it, doesn't sound like it's macho ben drusai yet? So the Gemara says, Hasa, no, but over there by Ravasi, going to Osve Basilta. All the Jew did was put it in a basket. V'shakle of the kochavim, v'osve batanura. Then the guy put it in the oven. So in that case, that's why, because the guy really did everything. Machlokas Rishonim here, Rash Barash. Again, a very important Machlokas Rishonim. The Gemara says here, once his Machlo Ben Jusai, a Jew does it up to Machlo Ben Jusai, then after that it's not a problem. What if a guy did it till Machlo Ben Jusai? And then, let's say, I've had the Shiloh more than once. A Jew comes home, in Chuslar it's more. A Jew comes home, a woman comes home and sees that the cleaning lady or the Ozeret wanted to make the surpriser, and she put in supper already. You know, I wanted to save you time, she put in chicken already into the oven. Ah, right, so hopefully most of the men were trained, don't touch the oven, don't touch anything. Most of them trained, so they put it into the oven. So what, it's already makhlub in the veggie slice. So Shiloh is, I said, is it fully cooked yet? Is it fully cooked? That's the Shiloh. Machlokas Rishonim here. The Rashba says, once it's Machlo Ben Drusai, you're finished. It's a kula and it's a chumrah. If a Jew did it to Machlo Ben Drusai, then it doesn't matter what the guy does afterwards. If a guy did it to Machlo Ben Drusai, then it's too late. The Rosh is Meikul, though. It's the Rashba L'shitaso, because the Rashba says in Hilchos Shabbos that once it reached Machlo Ben Drusai, there's no more Bishul Daraisa up until Mevushal Kol Tzarcha. So it's the Rashba L'shitaso here. But the Rosh argues, and the Ritva though is Meikul against his Rebbe, against the Rashba, and we pass in Lakula. We pass that it could be Meikul that as long as it's not fully cooked yet, a Jew does some of the stirring, then it is okay. Vaitu Tanya Mihachi. A Jew could put the meat on the coals. And a guy can be mahapich with it until the Jew comes home from shul or from learning. A woman could put a pot on the oven. And the oved kachavim could come umekisa and stir it. And there's no worry. Period. What about the opposite order? If a guy puts it on and a Jew stirs, it's surely okay. If a guy finishes the job, gives it the final straw, that's mutter. So surely if a Jew does the final straw, brings it over the line of cooking. Doesn't matter the order, mutter. It's only aser if the entire process is done by a guy. Right? That's rule number three. Right? Ruah, Shulchan Malachim, and a guy doing the entire process. Amar Avina Hilchasa, therefore, Hai Rifta, the Shagar Ovig Achavim, Fa'afa Yisrael, bread that a guy put through into the oven, and a Jew baked it, but it might have been that the oven was on already, right? Fa'afa Yisrael, Inami, I'm sorry, this is Rifta, the Gemara switches to bread, right? That's why some poskim say it's only by pas. Inami, Shagar Yisrael Va'afa Ovig Achavim, Inami, Shagar Yisrael Va'afa Ovig Achavim, Fa'afa Yisrael V'chata Bochitui, Shaper Dami. So it's interesting, by this line, by turning on, lighting the fire, it switches to pas all of a sudden. That's the reason for certain Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch pas like those Rishonim, it's not good enough for Bishul only for pas for a Jew just to turn on the oven, to turn on the oven. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch Machlokes Rav Chaim Rama in Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Katan Zayin. You can look it up in Sif Katan Zayin. Good. Dag Maliach, salted fish. Does it only apply to Bishol? What about ways of cooking things that's not cooking? Salting. Maliach Karoseach, we paskin elsewhere. Is that good enough? So is that included in the Yisr? So Chizki, Ashar, Vibyachan, Asr. Beis Atzluya, what about roasting? Bar Kapar Ashar, Vibyachan, Asr. So we're machmir by roasting. Kielzer Rav Dimi Amarar Echad Dag Maliach Echad Beis Atzluya Chizkei Rakabar Shara Rav Yochanan Aser Rav Chia Parva Ikla Lebei Reish Kalusa Amru La Beis Atzluya Ma. They asked him, what about you say about roasted Beis? Amar Lahu Chizkei Rakabar Shara Rav Yochanan Aser Beis Vershal Echad Mekab Shnayim. So we paskin it's mutter. Amar Lahu Rav Zvid Lo Tatzisa Lehachi. Rav Zvid said, don't listen to him. Amar Abai Yochanan Kavaz Rav Yochanan. We paskin like Rav Yochanan. That is Aser. Ashkiyuha Naguta. So the people in the Reish Galusa's house fed him neguta dechala, which is a vinegar type of drink. The noach nafshe. Whoa. They didn't like his psak, so they killed him. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like the people from the Reish Galusa's house, they didn't like his psak that he was machir on them, so they assassinated him. That's what it sounds like. So you look at the Paris Yosef here in the back, he gives another pshat that maybe it's what noach nafshe means, he was happy. Nayach nafshe. Because, and you'll see his svar there, what exactly he meant. Okay, let's continue, even though there's a lot more to talk about. Bishul Hakam is a big sugya. Tanur Rabbanan. Hakafrisin vakaflotos vehimtalya vachamin vakloya shalan mutar, and all these things are mutar because they're all eaten raw. The shells of fruit and other things, chamin, hot water, beitz atzluya asura, but roasted egg is asur. Shemen, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, beistino nimro la vetiru. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, they mattered oil, as we said. Tanya, he, him, talya, he, pishlai, he, shiasa, my shiasa, what are these things? Amar, Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, harbon, shtin, denafik, hai odami, Mitzrayim. It's been 40 years since I heard this from Egypt. Rabbi Chana, Amar, didei Amar, hashisin, shtin, denafik, hai odami, Mitzrayim. 60 years since this came out of Egypt, this story. Velo pligi, habishnei, marbishnei, marbishnei. One said it 40 years after it happened, and the other one said it 20 years later. What's the story? Maisu bizra de karpasa. They brought seeds of karpas, of a vegetable, ubizra de kitna, and seeds of flax. Ubizra de shavali lisa, vitarlob hadi adadi bipshure. They brought all these seeds, they soaked it in pshure, that means not hot water. That's the key here. Lukewarm water. Vishavku lay the makbil, and they left it till it started growing a little bit. Umaisi chasvichadati, they brought pieces of new barrels. Umalu maya, they filled it with water. Vitara bahu gargishta, they put some dirt in it. Umadavkin bay, they put the seeds in. Vailan bebani, then they went to the bathhouse. Adanafku malavla vivakta minaya. And when they came out of the bathhouse, things were already growing, and they ate from it. What's the whole purpose that this story is put here? Let's just finish it. Vikari mibenese de rishaiwa tufri de karayu. And they had chills from the top to the bottom of their bodies. The point is that these seeds are eaten raw. You don't have to cook them. And therefore, nechel moshu chai, and therefore there's no bishol akum. Amar Rabashi, Amar li Rebbe, Chanina, Milin. It's just words. That story didn't happen. It's impossible that it grew so fast while they were in the bathhouse. V'yamila b'milin, or they use words. They probably did some incantations, kishuf, in order to make it grow. Tana Rabbanan, a little more. Hakuzer dolde kachavim shilchbo chamin b'yorah gadola aser b'yorah ketana mutter. Kuspin is the psoles of dates, Rashi says. So if it was, and it's mixed in with hot water. If it was mixed in with hot water made in a large Yora, a large cauldron, is usur, because you assume that they cook treif in there also. Yoraktan is mutter. Why? Because you don't assume they cook anything in there besides water. Eze yoraktan, amar biyana, kol she'in sipar dror yachol l'kanis patocha. If a bird cannot get in there, that's small. So you could assume that they didn't put anything else in there. V'dilma dmuya dmuya v'ayiluha. What do you mean? Maybe they chopped up a bird and stuck it into the small cauldron. Ela kol she'in rosh sipar dror yachol l'kanis patocha. A tiny little hole. If only has a tiny little hole in there, then you can assume they only use it for water. What do you mean? We have another sheet that says even in a big yor it's mutter. Lokasha, hakamanda amar, no sin zamlof gam. Aser, hakamanda amar, no sin zamlof gam mutter. Right? It depends. Like the machlokas that we alluded to yesterday, 2 days ago, that no sin zamlof gam, we assume it was already been 24 hours since they cooked anything in it. Two more lines. Amar ava rosheshes. Hi, Mishcha Shlika Darmoy. This cooked oil of the Arameans, Aser is Aser. Amar of Safra, why? Lamay Nechashla, what are you worried about? Imi Shemei Ruve, are you worried about that he mixed in wine into this? Mr. Sari, no, wine would ruin it. Imi Shem Bishulu Avdik Achavim, if it's Bishul Akum Nechol Kamoshu Chai. Oil you eat raw, maybe not plain, but you eat it raw, you put oil on a salad. Imi Shem Gilu Avdik Achavim, no, Salam of Gamu Mutter. And if it's Bishum, there's treif in there, you assume no tzem lefgam, and therefore it is... And therefore it is mutter. One more. You know what? I'm going to stop here because I want to say another thing. There isn't major machlokes. I read the Lashon. The Lashon of the Ramah. We speak about, we said salting might be mutter, but roasting is usser. What about smoking? A lot of other halakhas mentioned. Or the language of the Ramah. Listen to the language of the Ramah. The Ramah in Kufi Gimel Yud Gimel. A fish that a guy salted or fruit that was smoked, mutter. Demaliach eno karoseach begzeirazu v'hamu'ushan eno kamavushal. Language of the Ramah, Vigam Kavush Eina Kamavushal. De lo Asru el Bishul Shel Eish. That's the language of the Ramah. Bishul Shel Eish. Microwaves. Is there Bishul Akam by microwaves? Major Machlokas at post game, Rav Shechter, Rabbi Heinemann, they're all Mako. There is no Bishul Akam by microwaves because that's not called cooking. That's not called Bishul. Rashi and Shabbos Lama Tess says, Ein Derech Bishul Abakach. If you cook in the sun, if you don't cook with fire. Right, so that's the indirect mishul, and therefore there are many poskim that say that if you have help in the house, something, and she wants to cook something, use the microwave. That's not called bishul. Rabbi Forst is machmir, but again, there are many poskim that are makel. I remember in the used to live in the Five Towns. This was the when the Vod of the Five Towns in Rockaway merged. So they used Dunkin' Donuts. That's a big Dunkin' Donuts. You used to be able to get. Egg on a bagel or something, and they used to make it for you. But then when they combined the vines, they wanted to develop a higher standard so that everybody would be okay with it. So they started being machmir for the shitas. If you want to have your egg on bagel, you got to put it in the microwave yourself. And they have pre-made, eggs. You can put it in the microwave. But again, this is the machlokas apostim. Okay, again, today we thank the sponsors. Today's shiur was sponsored, Ilu Nishmas, Rebbetzin Frumi Pelkovitz, from Abbas, Rabbi Yitzchak Leiv, by Dr. David and Alana Pelkovitz. We thank you for the sponsorship, and the Neshama Shehav and Aliyah.